A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and our prayers, we're considering the word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter number 30 and verse number 5. The scripture says, "For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." When God opens a new chapter in the life of a man, an end comes to the chapter of trouble, the chapter of weeping, the chapter of sorrow. An end comes to such a chapter in this man's life, for a new chapter is opened for him. In a passage of consideration, the psalmist said that God's anger is but for a moment. There is nothing that you are going through now that is because God is angry with you. You should stop thinking God is angry with me because of what I did, I sinned. As a matter of fact, 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse number 46 tells us that there is not a man that does not sin. So God couldn't have been angry with you because of the sin you committed, because of something bad you did, and he couldn't have been angry with you forever. Because this scripture says God's anger is but for a moment. It is for a moment. And it says his favor is for life. The moment a man turns to God, repents and confesses his sin, God forgives him. Don't forget what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." We have the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus. Your sins, no matter how bad or how terrible, have been forgiven you. If God could forgive a man who supervised the killing of Stephen and other saints of God, if God could forgive this man who did terrible things, and the man now preached the gospel of Christ all over the then known world, if God could forgive him, if God could forgive a man who killed 900 people to make charms and is now an evangelist preaching Jesus all about, what have you done? How many pregnancies have you aborted that God will now be angry with you forever? Confess your sins. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. The Bible now says his favor is for life. His favor is forever. The favor of God has no ending. It has no limit. It has no point of expiration. His favor is for life. And the Bible says in Psalm chapter number 5 and in verse 12, "The Lord will bless the righteous, and with favor will he encompass him as with a shield." May the Lord encompass your life and destiny with his favor as with a shield, in the name of Jesus. Amen. That verse of scripture continues and it says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." Dear listener, please understand that there is no night season that lasts forever. No matter how long the night season is, it will end one day. The day will dawn. A new day will dawn and a new chapter will open. That night season is coming to an end in your own life and in your destiny. That night season is coming to an end in your business and in your family. Your weeping is just for a night. Now the point is this: if joy comes in the morning, and I know that there is no night that lasts forever, I know that every night will be succeeded by the day, that the day is coming and the day will swallow up this night, then why should I then even weep when I know joy comes for me in the morning? Your morning is coming. Your joy is coming. God will always open a new chapter for the man, a man who trusts in him, the man who waits for him. And so don't forget that weeping may last only for a night. Joy is coming. Your joy is coming. My joy is coming. Your household joy is coming. So quit weeping. That chapter of weeping, of mourning, of sighing is coming to a close now, because I can see an end come to your night season. I can see a new day dawn for you. The morning is here. Your joy is here. So when God opens a new chapter for a man, weeping comes to an end. A new day dawns for this man, and he begins to share great testimonies. When God opens a new chapter for a man, there is divine visitation in the life of that man. Weeping ends, and there is a visitation of God, as it happened to Sarah. God visited Sarah, and she birthed a miracle, as he did for Elizabeth. God visited Elizabeth, and she carried a miracle. A new chapter opened for the woman who was called barren. A new chapter has opened for you. Weeping is coming to an end. Sighing, crying is coming to an end. You have been visited with blessings from God because a new chapter has opened for you. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning. And so, like that song minister says, you don't have to worry and don't be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last always. There is a friend in Jesus who will wipe away your tears. If your heart is troubled or broken, lift your voice and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I will stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in God's hand. God can never mismanage your life. Once you put your life in his hand, Paul the apostle said, I am persuaded that God is able to keep whatever is committed into his hands against that day. He will keep your life and your destiny and everything you commit into his hand. Your joy comes. And so, brace up, rise up, get up, wash your face, anoint yourself, step out. A new chapter is open. No more mourning, no more crying. God has said it, and he will make it happen for you. A new chapter is open for you already. This is what God says, and I like you to believe it. For blessed is she that believeth. There shall be a performance of those things that were said by the mouth of the Lord. A new chapter. Welcome to your new chapter. Welcome to the dawn of a new day in your life and in your destiny. Welcome to new seasons. Welcome to sharing new testimonies. Welcome to change and to transformation. Welcome to restoration. I welcome you to your new chapter. God said it, and he will make it good in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Lift your voice and pray. Say, Father, let the chapter of weeping, the chapter of discomfort, the chapter of trouble, the chapter of stagnation, end in my life today in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that the chapter of mourning, of weeping, of sorrow will end in my life today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the chapter of stagnation end in my life today in the name of Jesus. You have promised to open a new chapter for me. Let that new chapter open and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let every power that has introduced weeping or plotting to introduce weeping into my life and destiny be judged and condemned today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I pray that every power, every force that has introduced weeping or plotting to introduce weeping into my life, into my family, to my destiny, to my business, let such forces and powers be judged and be condemned today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let a new day dawn for me today. Let my day dawn. Let my joy come in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Father, let a new day dawn for me. Let it be the beginning of a new day, the dawn of a new era, the dawn of a new chapter. Let my joy come. Let joy come for me. Let joy come for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare by faith, the chapter of mourning, of weeping, ends totally in my life. I will no longer go back to that chapter. My night season is over. Weeping ends in my life and family. Sorrow comes to an end totally in the name of Jesus. The power, the forces that have introduced weeping, that are plotting to introduce weeping into my life and family, are judged and condemned. Now a new chapter is open for me, a chapter of joy. I enter into my new season. I enter into the season of joy. My joy has come. My joy has arrived. A new day has dawned for me. I am in the season of celebration, in my season of jubilation, to the praise of the glory of God. I weep no more. I rejoice. I dance. I celebrate. I glorify the name of the Lord for the new season in my life, for the testimonies around me. I testify. I celebrate. I rejoice. I laugh. I glorify God. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, Ezra Project, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. The Lord bless you as you attend. Do not forget, 10 days at Shiloh. Our crusade and revival program starts in a few days' time. I invite my esteemed listener to be part of this program. It's a life-transforming, life-changing encounter every year from the 25th of August to the 3rd of September. It promises to be great. The triumph of mercy. Mercy will triumph on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. For those who cannot be physically present, join on any of our social media handles. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. For your question, your comment, for your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.